part of the agreement with the Port Authority, we required a fast casual dining option to be one of the ones included in the outlot there. So, you know, they've been busy working with different restaurant retail chains to see what might be of interest there to capitalize on the momentum from the Marshalls and the other stores there that'll be going forward. And they've gotten a lot of interest. They need to get, just as they needed to get a certain amount of critical mass to complete the sale on the former Hy-Vee store, they also need to get a certain critical mass to be able to make the numbers work for build out of the outlet there, and so they're working on that. But it's, you know, having those other tenants kind of locked in really allows them to focus their attention towards that outlet and bring that forward too. So this, the momentum moving forward is just is fabulous, and with the other things that we've seen over in the reuse of the Target over on the other side of 218, Hobby Lobby and Ashley Furniture, and expanded Aldi and Rooms and Rest expanding there, seen, and then even downtown with Real Deals and the like and other businesses growing in town, we've really seen kind of a sort of a mini retail boom. So it's really been a great time for Austin.